it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. We have a clear sky now, 61 degrees. Thunderstorms brought heavy rain and flooding to parts of central Kansas Monday afternoon and evening. Up to 2 inches of rainfall was reported in the Wichita area with 1.25 at the National Weather Service on the west side of the city. The biggest rainfall totals were reported between Salina and Ellsworth in north central Kansas with readings up to 10 to 12 inches. Brookville resident John Riedel says roads and bridges were underwater in his town.
Been raining like crazy all day. When it hit 8.5 inches, I was like, we're going to be seeing some high water coming from the north.
Flooding was reported across a wide area. No injuries are reported. A 37-year-old man has been arrested, suspected in a fatal shooting near Hayesville over the weekend. Sedgwick County Sheriff's deputies located the suspect at an apartment complex in the 7100 block of West Shade Lane Monday afternoon. Sheriff Jeff Easter says a SWAT team was activated and area residents were asked to evacuate or shelter in place as the investigation took place.
Once SWAT arrived, established communication with this particular individual, and he gave himself up.
Suspect was taken into custody without incident. Victim in the shooting identified as Jesse Rao. Two people have been arrested in connection to a fatal weekend shooting in Wichita.
It happened just before 4 Sunday afternoon in the 700 block of North Pyatt. Officers arrived and found a man identified as 62-year-old Tracy Collins in the front yard of a home. He suffered from a gunshot wound to the chest and was transported to an area hospital where he later died. Police say Collins was involved in a confrontation with two other men and a woman before a shot was fired. A 20-year-old woman and a 19-year-old man were arrested. A 14-year-old boy identified as a third suspect has not been located. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
At today's meeting, the Wichita City Council will look at strengthening a city ordinance against illegal trash dumping. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News.
Some of our council members have seen this in their districts as a major problem, especially in some neighborhoods with alleys. And so we are wanting to increase fines regarding illegal dumping. Again, this costs the city money, obviously, to go and enforce, to clean up. And so we want to make it more stringent so that people will stop this illegal dumping.
Mayor Wu says the fine will increase to at least $500, and she would like to see more. The council will also discuss an ordinance punishing excessive noise and loud vehicles. Wu commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS. Jury selection has begun in Florida for the man accused of attempting to shoot then-presidential candidate Donald Trump almost 1 year ago.
The defendant is acting as his own attorney, and standing up in court, he addressed the potential jurors personally. He told them, quote, I'm Ryan Wesley Ruth. I'm the defendant. I'm sorry to bring you all in here. Now, initially, Ruth had planned on asking the panel questions ranging from Trump administration policy to whether they'd stop to help a turtle in the middle of the road. But Judge Eileen Cannon told him those questions had no relevance to jury selection and did her best to keep him focused. Jury selection continues with opening statements expected on Thursday.
KNSS News Time now, 6:07, 7 minutes past 6 o'clock, and we are at 60 degrees. A man has been charged following a fatal shooting at Labor Day in Wichita's Old Town. 21-year-old Lafayette Washington made his first appearance in Sedgwick County District Court Monday. He was charged with first-degree murder and criminal possession of a weapon by a convicted felon. Washington's bond was set at $1 million. Israeli troops are pushing forward with their takeover of Gaza City as Israel continues calls to release the hostages. Fox's Greg Palkett in Tel Aviv has the story.
In Gaza City, more inroads made against the Hamas terror stronghold. Multi-level buildings collapsed by the IDF. Threats level two. Israeli Defense Minister Katz posting to Hamas, release the hostages and lay down your weapons, or Gaza will be destroyed and you will be annihilated. As both sides ponder the latest peace proposal from the Trump administration, calling for the release of all 48 hostages alive and dead, the exchange of 3,000 Palestinian prisoners, and a ceasefire as next steps are taken. President Trump sounded optimistic.
I think we're going to have a deal on Gaza very soon.
But while Hamas says it's willing, analysts say giving up their hostage bargaining chips and their arms might be a deal too far.
In a video message, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told Gaza City residents to get out. The New Orleans Archdiocese agrees to a $230 million settlement in the latest Catholic Church sex abuse case.
The settlement, the result of more than 500 abuse claims, considerably more than the nearly $180 million the Archdiocese first offered. The Archdiocese filed for bankruptcy 5 years ago to avoid handling each abuse claim separately. The survivors still have to vote on the proposed settlement, the Archdiocese calling it a step forward for the benefit of all survivors. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
New details about a former University of Kentucky cheerleader accused of putting her baby in a trash bag in her closet. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
21-year-old Lakin Snelling was apparently seen performing cheer routines and doing flips with the University of Kentucky stunt team in April. That's mere months before the Lexington, Kentucky Police Department took Snelling into custody after officers were dispatched for an unresponsive infant. But when officers got there, they found the infant in a trash bag, who was later pronounced dead at the scene. And according to investigators, Snelling identified herself as the baby's mother. And according to her arrest affidavit, allegedly admitted to giving birth and then cleaning up evidence of the delivery. Snelling has pleaded not guilty to abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant.
Suspect is under house arrest after being released from jail on a $100,000 bond. KNSS News Time now, 6:10, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
Traffic conditions this morning. Roadways may still be a little damp in some areas, but for the most part, things are looking pretty good so far this morning on the roadways. We do have a little bit of a traffic slowdown north and southbound on K-15 between MacArthur and 47th Street South. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS in the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the forecast with meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies and warmer today, a high of 82, south winds 10 to 20. Clouds roll in tonight, will fall to 63 for the low. A shower or storm possible on your Wednesday morning, otherwise partly cloudy in lower 80s. Breezy and warmer on Thursday with a high in the upper 80s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now clear sky, south wind at 12 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Today is Tuesday, September 9th. And we had a rainy day across South Central Kansas Monday afternoon. Wichita's high temperature, 71 degrees, normal high 86. An inch and a quarter of rainfall officially at Eisenhower Airport. 6.60 inches above normal. That's more than 6.5 inches. Above normal for this time of year, and 2 inches of rain at my house in my rain gauge for the storm we had yesterday. On this date in 1921, a weakening tropical depression unloaded more than 38 inches of rain on the town of Thrall in southeast Texas, where 224 people died. Of the rainfall total, 36.4 inches fell in 18 hours. In comparison, Wichita's normal annual rainfall is 32.64 inches. Thrall's located about 35 miles northeast of Austin. And, yeah, that was as much as we get in a whole year. They got them in 18 hours. 6:12 now, Stephen Tennant on this date 69 years ago. This goes to 1956 when Elvis Presley made the first of three appearances on The Ed Sullivan Show. He sang Love Me Tender, Hound Dog, Don't Be Cruel, and Ready Teddy. He was shot from the waist up so that his gyrating hips did not offend the television audience.
82.6% of the nation tuned in. 82% to see Elvis. And I was, what, 6 years old? I remember watching him saying, what the heck is this? My mom and dad were really interested, really curious. What is this guy all about? Because he was making a lot of, he getting a lot of attention. Good morning, sure Ted was. Woodward.
Hello.
Yeah. We've got a situation at the State Fair in Hutchinson. I'd like to give you some crucial information if you're heading up that way in the next day or two. Following heavy rainfall at the fairgrounds, the Kansas State Fair has announced on-grounds parking lots are closed until further noticed, with the exception of handicap parking near Gate 5 on the State Fair Road. Alternate parking. Guests may park on the west side of the Hutchinson Sports Arena and Stringer Fine Arts Center on East 11th in Hutchinson, beginning at 7:30 this morning. Shuttle service starting at 7:30. Three buses will run approximately every 15 minutes, transporting patrons to and from the fairgrounds with drop-off and pickup at Gate 9 on Plum Street. Latest bus will leave the fairgrounds at 10 p.m. Handicap parking near Gate 5 on State Fair Road will remain available for handicap. Kansas State Fair parking lots will remain closed for the next 48 hours, at which time conditions will be reassessed. Now, you got all that information? You can go to their webpage, easily found, at the Kansas State Fair webpage, and find out more. It's right there for you. About the fairgrounds just got a little, parking got a little mushy after what went happen here. All the rainfall yesterday.
I can imagine that. I mean, parked there last year. Yeah, I definitely could see that.
I parked there 1 year after it had rained, and it was a mess. But what are you going to do? You got to have a lot of spaces, and
yep,
you got a big open field to put them in. A jury's conclusion that President Trump should pay writer Carol, what's her last name? It's not included here. I'm sorry. More than $83 million in damages for defamation was fair and reasonable. A federal appeals court ruled. A panel ruled Monday. Lawyers for the president argued that he was shielded in the case by presidential immunity, that the trial court made a series of improper decisions, and the damages awarded to Carroll were more excessive. The appeals court rejected their arguments. In each instance, Carroll has twice prevailed over Mr. Trump at trial. Steve and Ted in the morning here, and let's see what else is going on, Ted. Well, it's the stop raining. That's good. We just told you about what's going on at the fair. The fair, by the way, goes through the 14th, which is this coming up this weekend. If you'd like to go to the fair, then it should be fairly decent weather for the rest of the week. At least we hope so.
It's been a rough go for the fair so far.
Yeah.
4 days, two of them, big rain.
Yeah, big rain, tough.
And yesterday, booths were getting flooded out. You mentioned the parking lot getting flooded. It was a miserable day up there yesterday.
We'll try to keep you posted as best we can and what's going on up there. But
one of the more popular events, the Demolition Derby, they didn't even do it last night.
You had to call that.
Ugh.
The Dem Derb. You ever been to one of those?
Oh, yeah.
I saw one when I was I guess I was just a young man, but I saw one, and I thought it was hilarious. Demolition Derby. You get a bunch of old junk cars out there and just drive into each other, so they all stop.
Except for one.
The winner. All right, 6:16 now, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. Let's take a look at leadoff sports this morning with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll start out with minor league baseball. The Wichita Wind Surge, 6 games to go in the season. They're all in Corpus Christi against the last-place Hooks, the AA affiliate of the Houston Astros. Starting at 6:35 tonight, so Wichita will be at Whataburger Field for the next 6 days to see if they can make the playoffs. They have ground to make up. They're 2 games behind Tulsa for a playoff spot with 6 games to go in the season. So we'll see if Corpus Christi has given up or if they're going to try to spoil what Wichita wants to do. So we'll see what happens. 6:35 tonight down in Corpus Christi for the Wichita Wind Surge. All right, let's go up to Major League Baseball. The Kansas City Royals also trying to chase down a playoff spot. The Royals beginning a road swing in division play at Cleveland last night. It did not go well for the Royals. Heard it on 1330 AM KNSS.
Cleveland starting pitcher Slade Ciccone took a no-hitter into the eighth inning, shutting out the Royals over 8 frames as the Guardians beat the Royals 10-2. Royal starter Ryan Burgard, who grew up near Cleveland in Canton, Ohio, had his roughest outing as a Royal. He gave up 8 runs on 11 hits over 3 1/3 innings. The big inning for Cleveland, their 6-run fourth. Michael Massey broke up Ciccone's no-hit bid, leading off the 8th with a single to left center field.
Yeah, it's Cleveland that's playing like it wants that playoff spot. The Royals are not getting it done right now. The Cleveland has won 4 in a row, jump-frogging over Kansas City in the race for that playoff spot. Back-to-back losses for the Royals. They only got 3 singles last night. And the 2, 3, 4, 5 hitters in the Royals lineup went 0 for 14. KC at Cleveland again tonight. Game 2 of a 4-game set. And we'll join that one in progress at 6 o'clock after the Chiefs Kingdom show. And that's over on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. Speaking of which, if you want to know what's going on with the Chiefs, get the weekly edition of the Chiefs Kingdom show with the play-by-play voice of the Chiefs, Mitch Holtis. That'll be at 5 p.m. tonight, and that'll be over on KFH. Chiefs coming off that season-opening loss in Brazil. Next up, the home opener against the defending Super Bowl champion, the team that beat him in the Super Bowl, the Philadelphia Eagles, coming up on Sunday afternoons. A lot to talk about tonight, 5 p.m. on the Chiefs Kingdom Show over on KFH. All right, let's go not too far down the road to Arlington, Texas last night. The Rangers, another team that is playing very well and seems like it wants that playoff spot. Texas hosting the top team in Major League Baseball, the Milwaukee Brewers. Last night, it was the Rangers getting it done. And guess who had the big hit for the Rangers? The center fielder, former Wichita Wind Surge outfielder, Michael Hellman on the Rangers Sports Network.
I know it was a homer. I don't know if it was a grand slam.
There's a swing and a drive. Deep to left. That one is gone! And there's that grand slam! The kid from Nebraska.
Michael Hellman, the former Wind Surge outfielder. 5 runs driven in, all 5 runs in the entire game. The Rangers shut out the Brewers 5-0. What a big night for Michael Hellman. The Rangers trying to get that playoff spot in the American League have won 12 of their last 16. And they're in front of the Royals as well for that final playoff spot. And with time running out. We got a big birthday today. Got a big football birthday to one of the all-time greats for the Kansas City Chiefs. Johnny Robinson. Safety. It's his birthday. How old is he? 87 today. Johnny Robinson, his entire 12-year career with the Chiefs franchise, led the AFL with 10 interceptions in 1966, which, of course, led the Chiefs into Super Bowl I. He led the NFL with 10 interceptions in 1970, 57 career interceptions. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Number 3 overall pick in the NFL draft out of LSU by the Detroit Lions, but he decided to sign with the AFL. Played in Super Bowl IV with the Chiefs with 3 broken ribs, recovering a fumble in the first half and got an interception in the second half.
Wow.
And this is a guy that no one ever talks about.
No.
No one ever talks about Johnny Robinson.
Oh, I remember him. He was a heck of a football.
When's the last time you heard someone mention his name not on this show?
This morning.
Yeah, exactly. 7-time first-team All-Pro. All-time, he's on the all-time AFL team. And in games in which Johnny Robinson had an interception, what was the Chiefs' record in 37 games?
Probably 37-0.
35-1-1.
Oh,
just about.
Man.
Yeah. How about that? The great NFL Hall of Famer, Johnny Robinson. It's his birthday. He is 87 today.
Number 42?
All-time great Chiefs.
I believe 42.
I'll bet you nailed it. I'm not betting against you on that.
Okay.
All right. That is Sports with Steve and Ted. Sports is brought to you by Bel Air Recovery Center, provides detox, residential, and outpatient services for most insurances and veterans. Bel Air Recovery Center improves the lives they touch. And sports brought to you by Wichita Brewing Company, featuring Yumpkin Pumpkin Ale, WBC's most popular seasonal beer. It's made with actual pumpkin and served with a spiced rim. Yumpkin Pumpkin, now available at Wichita Brewing Company. Pizza and beer made here.
6:22 now. Keep it here for Dr. Sanjay Gupta. The importance of washing your hands. That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
This is Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 60 degrees here on this Tuesday morning. The Wichita Board of Education has passed a budget for the 2025-26 fiscal year. The budget will focus on teacher and staff recruitment and retention, as well as addressing the mental health needs of students and provide support for parents experiencing attendance issues with their students. 87% of the budget goes directly to the classroom. The rest pays for maintenance, business support, and general administration, as well as other support services.
Two more men died in gun homicides during the weekend in the Wichita area. Mayor Lily Wu tells KNSS News violence is not a problem only for police.
It really does start in homes, teaching respect and responsibility and accountability, and then it goes to your neighborhoods, being a good neighbor. Then hopefully there are nonprofits, which we have many here in our community, that help young people and just individuals who are facing some challenges.
Wu commented during Mondays with the Mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show on KNSS.
President Donald Trump spoke out Monday against the murder of a Ukrainian refugee in Charlotte, North Carolina. Fox's Matt Finn has more.
President Trump says Democrats who refuse to put bad people in jail have blood on their hands. 23-year-old Irina Zarutska boards a Charlotte train last month when the suspect seated behind her, 34-year-old DeCarlos Brown, stands up and senselessly stabs the young woman repeatedly to death. The victim escaped war in Ukraine and moved to North Carolina. The suspect has an extensive criminal history dating back more than a decade, including felony larceny and robbery with a dangerous weapon. He was arrested at one point for assaulting his sister. The suspect was homeless at the time, the murder considered a random attack.
Charlotte's mayor has also condemned the attack, said she remains committed to protecting the city's residents.
A new law in Texas requiring schools to get parental consent before providing health care to students is triggering confusion in some school nurses.
Senate Bill 12 bans diversity, equity, and inclusion practices, instruction on sexual orientation or gender identity in LGBTQ plus clubs. But some school nurses tell the Texas Tribune they worry they could be punished for things like offering bandages and ice packs because the law includes what Republicans call parental rights provisions, which include a requirement for schools to get written approval before offering routine health assistance. And school districts are required to take disciplinary action against any employees who provide services without consent. The bill's co-authors have sent a letter to the Texas Education Commissioner calling on his agency to provide clear and consistent guidance to schools across the state. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
The founder of a California-based porn empire is sentenced to 27 years in a federal prison.
Michael James Pratt was once on the FBI's 10 most wanted list, sentenced for recruiting young women with false modeling offers to appear in his Girls Do Porn adult website. The San Diego-based site is now down. He was nabbed in Madrid while on the lam and brought back to the United States to face the music. Prosecutors say he plied the women with weed and booze to get them to perform before the cameras. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Let's take a look at the forecast now with Storm Team 12 meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Mostly sunny skies and warmer today, a high of 82, south winds 10 to 20. Clouds roll in tonight, will fall to 63 for the low. A shower or storm possible on your Wednesday morning, otherwise partly cloudy in lower 80s. Breezy and warmer on Thursday with a high in the upper 80s. That's your forecast from Storm Team 12. I'm meteorologist Jake Dunn.
Now a clear sky, 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS, the September 9th, Tuesday, 9-9-25.
Poor old Jake Dunn, he was up at the state fair yesterday, and he was just sopping. He just looked miserable.
Got a little wet, didn't he?
Oh, man.
Oh, the hazards of being a weatherman.
Okay. Yeah, if you go the day before, it's a beautiful day. It's great. Yeah. They had him up there yesterday, and he just was like, ugh.
It was on this date 30 years ago, 1995, the Sony PlayStation was released in the U.S. I don't have one, never did have one. Kids didn't have one. I don't know what it is. It's PlayStation. Never used one. I'm familiar with it completely. I know you guys know what they are, but that's a different story.
No, I'm with you.
Coming up about 1 hour from now, we're going to check in with Sedgwick County Commission Chair Ryan Beatty. As always, that's always a good segment. He's well-versed on everything and good man to talk to. We'll talk with him about an hour from now, Steve and Ted. We're keeping you up and trying to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world of the Guinness World Records, right?
Well, a serial.
Well, you do.
Yeah. A serial Guinness World Record breaker from Spain defeated one of his own titles by running 328 feet backward in 16.55 seconds while wearing high heels. Christian Roberto Lopez Rodriguez broke the record for the fastest 100 meters backwards in high heels, which he previously set at 20.05 seconds during an appearance on Spanish TV series La Noche de los Records, in other words, record show. The record-keeping organization's rules for the record required Rodriguez's shoes to have heels at least 2.76 inches and no wider than 0.59 inches at the tip. So there are certain rules when you're running backward in high heels.
Mm.
Right?
I guess so.
There it is. You've got to have some organization here when you're working.
That may be one of the dumber ones I've ever heard.
Well, they're all dumb. That's why they're so much fun. You know, like that guy the other day who's established several records for things that he puts in his own beard. Was that weird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well.
Today, I was going to just say this. We're going to have here about after 7 sometime, shortly after 7. We'll look at souvenir baseball etiquette. When you go to the ballpark and you want to get a foul ball, what's the etiquette? What are the rules? Well, I know because we used to have these rules. There's only one. We'll go over that coming up after that incident at, where was it, Tampa, where the woman accosted
Miami.
Miami, there you go. We'll talk about that coming up. We'll have a couple of comments on that, right? Trash jumping.
It's all the internet talks about.
Oh, I know. It's loaded. Yeah. The network TVs and networks all over it. Okay. Trash jumping. City Council today is going to look at that. Apparently some of the alleys around town. I haven't noticed it. Have you in your neighborhood?
I don't have any alleys. I don't really have alleys.
So. Oh, over Riverside, we've got a few.
Yeah.
I haven't noticed it though, but apparently some of them just get piled up with trash. And they're probably pointing their finger at homeless people. I don't know. But there's apparently some dumping going around town, a lot of dumping. And I think the Mayor Wu, when we talked to her yesterday, she seemed really disturbed about that. And with a good reason, I think. I don't throw anything out of my window. I don't trash the planet. And you don't either. I know. And it is absurd the way people just, just throw it out the window. Who cares? Anyway, they're talking about that in City Hall. And it could be a big fine if you like to dump stuff along the roadway.
Although, catching those offenders, I believe, would be rather difficult.
Yes, we need to deputize some of the older folks in town and put them on scooters, send them around. What do you think?
Yeah, you're going to get a $500 fine. For what? For whoever left that? How are you going to figure out who left that mattress sitting there?
I don't know. That's why they're having a city council meeting.
Okay.
To go through all these questions. 6:39, Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS. It is time for our KNSS Commodities Update. With Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. The Kansas cash cattle price last week was $242.27. That was up 21 cents from the previous week. Nebraska came in at $242.58, down $2.25. The spread now between Kansas and Nebraska favors Nebraska by only 31 cents. Not too long back, it was $10 to $12 difference. The cattle futures traded mixed early in the session Monday. Most contracts held inside trading sessions or did see slightly two session highs. The closes were positive, but well off their session highs. Lean hog futures traded mixed yesterday and closed mostly positive. On the close, October live cattle down 17 cents at $235.80. October feeders $1.27 higher at $359.17. And October lean hogs down 87 cents at $95.15. The weekly export inspections Monday were disappointing to slightly friendly. The August China soybean imports were a record large 12.3 million metric tons with no sales being made to China yet. After starting mixed, the wheat, corn, and soybean complex all managed to close positive yesterday. The corn and the soybeans good to excellent ratings each dropped by 1 point from last week. Nationwide corn harvest is 4% done. Winter wheat planting is 5% complete. December Kansas City wheat at the moment is down a penny and a quarter at 5.16. December corn down a quarter of a penny at 4.21 and a half. November beans a penny higher at 10.35. October crude oil 50 cents higher at 62 $2,276. December gold, $14.60 higher at $3,692. September dollar index down four at 97.37. September S&P 27 points higher at 6509. And September Dow Jones futures 46 points higher at 45,622. For commodity trading, ag marketing, or managed trading programs, contact Left for Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
How much rain did you get in Augusta yesterday, Tom?
Considering what we saw everywhere else, we only had half an inch.
Really? Okay. Well, that's way
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, very thankful for that, considering, you know, you take up north of Salina there, you know, there was 8 to 10 inches of rain.
Right. Yeah. So that was a hot spot up there near Salina, over the west of there. So,
yep. It just sat up there and just didn't move.
Oh. And Shelly and I were out watching the rain at an office yesterday in the afternoon there, late afternoon. It just, for about 15, 20 minutes, it just poured. But yet at my house, I only measured about 2 inches at my house, but that's pretty good soaking.
Only?
Yeah.
That's
better than a half inch. So
yikes.
All right, Tommy, thank you, sir. Cool. You see?
What? I was just going to say, it looks like we got more rain in the forecast, too.
Could have some more. All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow then, 6:42, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker coming up. Finding the right slice for the lowest price.
Okay. Hey, that's a good slogan.
It's on the way with Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Stephen 10 in the morning, KNSS, 6:46 now. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council to consider a tougher ordinance on illegal trash dumping in the city.
Two.
Suspect in a homicide near Hayesville arrested after a standoff with police in West Wichita.
One.
Thunderstorms bring heavy rain and flooding to central Kansas, up to a foot of rain west of Salina. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Looking at the traffic cameras around the area, those traffic volumes starting to get heavy out there. Not really seeing too many problems, though. Not any big slowdowns out there on the highway, but some fairly heavy traffic right now. This is Kellogg right around Meridian. Seeing some fairly heavy traffic right there, east and westbound at the moment. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny today with a high of 81 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 63. For Wednesday, sunny. Tomorrow's high, again, 81 degrees. Now a clear sky, south wind at 12 miles per hour. 60 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. A couple of big athletic wear companies have officially combined.
Foot Locker will now be owned by Dick's Sporting Goods, giving Pittsburgh-based Dick's 3,200 stores around the world. The $2.4 billion merger closed after clearing regulators. That doesn't mean Foot Locker is going away. Dick's plans to operate Foot Locker as a standalone business and maintain the retailer's brands, in addition to Foot Locker, Kids Foot Locker, Champ Sports, and WSS. Ann Freeman, a former Nike executive, will be president of Foot Locker North America. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
A record-setting day on the stock market Monday.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing higher and the tech-heavy NASDAQ notching its 21st record close of the year. Investors are weighing the prospect of lower interest rates against growing worries over a cooling labor market ahead of the release of key inflation data this week. Tech was the best-performing sector while utilities lagged and gold hit a record high, surpassing $3,600 an ounce, driven by demand for safe haven assets. The Dow winners, IBM, Amazon, and United Health Group. The Dow decliners, Apple, McDonald's, and Amgen. The Dow rising 114 points, the NASDAQ higher by 98, S&P 500 up 14. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Finding the best flight for the lowest price. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning, Don.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. You know, when we decide that we're traveling to California to visit my mom, or if we're invited to a destination wedding or something like that, I dig in and begin the process of finding the best flight. It's a balancing act. I seek the shortest total travel time, but with enough time to make the next gate during a layover, particularly if my last flight, if my first flight is delayed, then I seek the lowest price. Now, I've come up with my own processes that may work for you as well. I open a flight consolidator to compare flights. You know what they are. I found a few that are more widely used in Europe and Asia. One is called Momondo. Now, I do that to compare with the more traditional Travelocity and Google Travel type sites. It occasionally yields better results. I type in the dates, but I also check the flexible dates option. Even when flying one day earlier or later, it can save some money. Well, next, I filter out the flights with long layovers or with more than one connection. A cheap ticket isn't really worth it if I'm stuck in an airport for 10 hours. I also compare nearby airports, like flying into Oakland instead of San Francisco or Burbank instead of LAX. That can be both cheaper and easier at times. If I'm not crunched for time to get those flight books, I set up a price alert. If the fare drops, I get a notification and it can book it if it's a deal when it drops. Also, consider mixing and matching one-way flights on different airlines. For me, it's worth it to pay a bit more for a flight if it can be changed without a fee. This is particularly important if I'm booking for the whole family. The odds of are pretty good that someone is going to need to change a flight at the last minute. I've learned that the flight insurance offered by the airlines are almost worthless. Sorry to say that, but the conditions for a refund are so stringent, it's rare I would ever qualify. Now, if you take the time to research and compare, there's a good chance you'll find a flight that balances costs, comfort, and convenience. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call over at Saber Wealth. The number is 316-267-0600.
Just counting the days until the Wichita.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wagonmaster's Downtown Chili Cook-Off, Saturday, September 27th at noon. What year will this? Do you know on top of your head how many years the Wagonmaster's have actually done the Chili Cook-Off?
Well, we've done it for more than 20 years, but it's been in existence for more than 50 because, you know, a couple of different groups had it for quite a while. So it's got quite the history, and this one's shaping up like the rest of them. I mean, we're hoping for the day to be just, you know, obviously no rain and be a little cool maybe because you want to have some you have some good hot chili if it's a little cool during the day. But then again, we want it to warm up a little bit so you drink a lot of beverages as well.
All right, it's coming up at noontime on Saturday, September 27th. Wichita Wagonmaster's Downtown Chili Cook-Off. All right, Don. Yeah. Today is, I picked this one just for you today. It's Wonderful Weirdos Day. We all have some weird traits or characteristics, or so it says here. This weirdness is exactly what makes us unique. So don't be shy to explore your weirdness on Wonderful Weirdness Day. Be creative and own it. So says the copy I have in front of me that I'm reading to you now. I myself have no weirdity at all. I don't think I'm weird in any sense. Ted, you're around me quite a bit. Do you think there's any weirdness here? Do you think anything you can talk about?
I think that's about all there is.
Yeah. Okay, so there's nothing specific then, huh?
No.
It's kind of like the Pacific Ocean and saying there's water.
Exactly.
Okay. How about you, Don? Do you harbor any weird traits? Like, do you... pop your knuckles or something?
No, but I do have a few OCD things. I mean, like when I'm putting dishes back in the shelves in the drawers after taking them out of the dishwasher, I put the ones that were used most recently at the bottom, you know, so that the dishes get even use.
Nice.
You know. And then the other thing, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I enjoy this weirdness. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, another thing I do is I take on...
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Odd creative projects, and I've got to stop doing that because it adds some stress. I mean, like I hacked this air conditioner to do this wine cooler thing, and then I put on my own solar, and I've just got to pull back on that stuff because it's just a guy my age shouldn't be on a ladder up on a roof handling 60-pound panels that are 3 by 6 feet each.
That's just weird doing that. So, but today is wonderful weirdos day. I'm trying to think of anything else that I do that's weird. Again, it's kind of hard to say things that you do or that I do myself or personally that are weird, but I'm sure.
Well, how about peanut butter, pickle, and lettuce sandwich on toast?
I wouldn't do that. No.
It's delicious.
Oh, it brings up something.
Absolutely delicious.
I just thought of a question, and maybe you can help me with this. When you go into a store, okay, I've often wondered about this, and you've got a stack, let's say you've got a stack of bread, loaves of bread. Do the people who put those on the shelves, do they load the fresh stuff in the back and bring the used, the dated stuff to the front? Is that the way to do it?
Of course they do.
All right.
Of course they do.
All right. So
whenever apples on sale, you better eat them in a few days or they're going to go bad. Yeah.
There you go. Good advice from a real weirdo. Thank you, Don. Wonderful Weirdos Day. We'll check with you again tomorrow morning. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Coming up 7 o'clock, top of the hour news. We'll tell you about the stormy, wet day across central Kansas. And the homicide suspect arrested after a standoff in West Wichita. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here in KNSS.
Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. Saber Wealth is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.